Well, welcome back to another episode of Be Part. Today, we have an essential episode for those working in the healthcare sector. Así que si estáis en el sector médico, creo que este podcast business os va a ayudar mucho. We'll focus on basic medical questions, urgent care settings. So whether you're a doctor, a nurse, or anyone interacting with patients, being able to ask the right questions in English is crucial.
That's right, Johnny. So today we'll guide you through some key phrases that will help you to handle emergency situations with ease. So if you're planning to work in emergency care or you're just looking to improve your medical English, well, keep listening.
Very good, Matt. So let's see. I think the fictional dialogue today, it's not going to be in a cafe, not going to be in a kitchen, in an emergency room.
No? Oh, a bit more stressful. Okay.
Okay. And Matthew, suddenly you're a doctor.
Wow.
I'm going to be the nurse, and let's see who is Mr. Taylor. Okay. But
I'm curious. Out. Okay. Well, here
all right,
we go.
Let's start.
Hello, Mr. Taylor. What seems to be the problem today?
Well, I've been feeling dizzy and nauseous for the last few hours. So now I'm going to be the nurse as well. So let's take your vital signs first. Can you tell me if you have had any other symptoms like chest pain or shortness of breath? Well, no, just a dizziness and nausea, that's all.
All right, Mr. Taylor, we'll run some tests to make sure that everything is fine. Do you have any medical conditions that we should be aware of, such as high blood pressure or diabetes?
No, I don't have any medical history.
And have you taken any medication today? Any allergies?
I took some aspirin this morning, but no other medication, no allergies either.
Thank you for the information. We'll get you monitored right away and make sure we take the necessary steps.
And I'll also make sure to update your file and prepare the tests. You're in good hands.
We'll check your blood pressure and your heart rate immediately to rule out any underlying issues. So, Mr. Taylor, stay calm and we'll take care of everything.
Very good. Bueno, pues vamos a analizar algunas frases. ¿Te ha gustado mi Mr. Taylor?
Hombre, me gusta la voz, Johnny. Qué bueno.
Bueno, vamos a ver algunas frases, vocabulario clave durante el diálogo en el hospital. Y estas expresiones son esenciales para la comunicación eficaz en un entorno de atención en urgencias. Así que vamos a empezar con la primera, que la podemos ver aquí ya. Esta es una buena pregunta, ¿no? Matthew, what seems to be the problem today?
This is a basic question to find out, ¿no? Para comenzar una conversación con el paciente. La pregunta es abierta y permite que el paciente explique sus síntomas sin sentirse presionado. Right. Y podemos ver que usamos el verbo seem, porque estamos formulando una suposición educada sobre lo que podría estar ocurriendo.
Oh, muy bien, ¿eh? Así que no preguntamos what is the problem today, ¿no? But what seems to be the problem, ¿no? Es una pregunta muy polite, ¿no? Muy bien, algo que también le han preguntado a Mr. Taylor es have you taken any medication today, ¿no? Any allergies, ¿no? Es una pregunta que el médico está tratando de obtener información sobre las medicinas que el paciente está tomando, cualquier interacción adversa para evitarla con otros tratamientos. Y allergies, bueno, pues es un término importantísimo porque todos los médicos, ¿no? Cuando le acudes a ellos te preguntan si tienes alguna alergia para recetar ciertos medicamentos o sustancias que eviten una reacción adversa. Oye, otra frase, Matthew, que hemos utilizado.
Yeah, there it is. We'll check your blood pressure and heart rate immediately. Okay, so aquí el médico está especificando los signos vitales que serán monitorados. Y estos incluyen la presión arterial y el pulso. Y esta frase común que un paciente escuchará cuando se le tomen medidas básicas durante una consulta.
Muy bien, perfecto. Y tenemos una que también ha estado muy bien, ¿no? Stay calm, we'll take care of everything. Así que es muy importante tranquilizar al paciente en situaciones de emergencia y utilizar la palabra calm ayuda a reducir el estrés, el miedo, crea un ambiente confiable y seguro para el paciente. Así que es importante observar todas estas frases que hemos utilizado en el dialogue, ¿no? Para hacer que el paciente se sienta tranquilo. Hemos utilizado alguna más, Matthew. Las voy a mencionar así un poco por encima para que las puedan tener los oyentes, ¿no? Por ejemplo, hemos dicho también, I'll update your file and prepare the test. Esto lo decía el nurse, por ejemplo, ¿no? Y, do you have any medical conditions we should be aware of? Esa es una buena pregunta, ¿no? Para un médico, ¿no? Oye, ¿hay una enfermedad previa, ¿no? Such as high blood pressure or diabetes, ¿no? Así que... Y creo que también otra que hemos utilizado es, can you tell me if you've had any other symptoms, such as chest pain or shortness of breath, ¿no? Así que son frases que hemos utilizado. Oye, pues vamos a la pregunta de la audiencia, Matthew. Vamos a ver esta pregunta. Así que, ¿cómo dirías en inglés, tienes alergia a algún medicamento? Bueno, pues... Vamos a ver.
Okay, good. Well, if you found those expressions helpful, and I'm sure you did, please don't forget to subscribe and make sure you hit the bell icon to stay updated on our episodes, because each week we're bringing you the best tips to improve your professional, your business English.
Muy bien, ¿eh? Y en este punto tal vez comentar, y siempre lo hacemos en nuestros podcasts, recordaros que si queréis aprender inglés con nosotros, bueno, pues podéis entrar en trainland.com, podéis pedir una clase gratuita y también recordaros que desde 39 euros al mes tenéis pues ya clases grupales, clases grabadas, tenéis también un campus fantástico y tenéis acceso a todos los podcasts. Así que acuérdate, ¿eh? Si quieres empezar a aprender inglés por tu cuenta, pues tienes un curso desde 39 euros al mes. Bueno, pues vámonos a comentar un poquito más, ¿no? De realistic dialogues y cosas que tienen que ver con los médicos. Now that we have covered essential phrases for dealing with emergency situations, let's dive deeper into how to use these expressions in a real world settings, especially in the healthcare situation in a hospital. And apart from the clear communication, it's also important to know some common medical abbreviations. No, doctors, sometimes you can hear in some of the movies, no, that they use abbreviations for everything. So today we are going to reveal some of those abbreviations and what do they mean, really.
It's really interesting, Johnny. I have to be honest, I didn't know many of these. So I think our listeners are going to enjoy that. Because in emergency situations or settings, these medical abbreviations, they help to convey information quickly and accurately about the patient's condition. So let's look at some ones that you will encounter in a hospital.
For example, no, just to talk about vital signs and abbreviations. For example, we have a BP. No, so if you hear a doctor calling for a BP, he's not asking for a petrol station, no? petrol station, but he's looking for or asking to get the blood pressure, no? So to measure the force of blood against the walls. And then you have also the HR, which is the heart rate, no? And RR, the respiratory rate, no? The number of breaths a person takes per minute. So then in an emergency room, you might hear something like, well, let's check the BP and HR first.
Okay, Johnny, good. They're interesting ones. Another one that you may hear is SpO2. SpO2. This means, or it refers to, the oxygen saturation levels. So when the doctor needs to know or to check how much oxygen is in a patient's blood, he might say, I'll check the SpO2 immediately. Now, to do that, he needs to use an instrument that's called a pulse oximeter.
Very good, huh? Un oxímetro in Spanish, ¿no? Esto que se pone en el dedito, that you put in your finger, ¿no? And then you find out how much oxygen you have. And if it's below 95, then you should go to the doctor, maybe. Or no, we don't want to scare anyone. Anyway, so medical history abbreviation. So In addition to final vital signs, you also encounter abbreviation related to medical history. So for example, if you hear DM, that is diabetes mellitus. So that's mainly talking about diabetes. Or HTN, it's abbreviations for hypertension. And then you also have the COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which sounds scary. But these are important to know because they help healthcare professionals quickly assess the patient's risk factors. So you might hear a doctor say, does the patient have any history of HTN or DM?
So that's a great example. Thank you, Johnny. Yeah. And another abbreviation, an important one, this one is connected to medications, is PRN. PRN. It stands for Prorenata, which means as needed. So when a doctor prescribes medication PRN, it means a patient can take the medicine only when necessary. Maybe, I don't know, maybe for painkillers to give some relief or if the patient has fever.
All right. So let us move to symptoms, abbreviations. So for example, NV, nauseous or vomiting, or CP, chest pain, or SOB, shortness of breath. So a nurse might say the patient is complaining of NV and SOB, so we should do a full assessment right away.
Good, Johnny, yeah. And emergency procedures and abbreviations. So in an emergency setting, medical professionals use many abbreviations for procedures. So here are three of these: CT, computed tomography, which means an imaging or a type of imaging that's used to get a detailed picture of the body. This one I think probably most people have heard, MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, a procedure that uses magnets and radio waves to create images of the body's organ. And IV, intravenous, which refers to the method of delivering fluids directly into the vein. And an example of that that you might hear when preparing for a CT scan, perhaps you could hear, we need to prepare the patient for a CT to rule out any internal injuries.
Very good. And then we have also medical abbreviations, no? For example, DNR, do not resuscitate. No? So that's a directive not to perform life-saving measures. Then you have also RO, rule out. Is used to exclude certain diagnoses after further testing. And then PE, pulmonary embolism, which is a blockage of the lung's arteries, typically caused by a blood clot. So a common sentence you might hear is, we need to RO PE before making further decisions on treatment.
Good, Johnny. So the idea is that these abbreviations, they really help healthcare professionals to work efficiently and to save time in these emergency situations. So it's important to get familiar with them as they're often used in quick conversations, in notes or reports. But of course, we always ensure the patients understand the full details of their treatment, even if we do use these shortcuts to save time amongst ourselves.
Very good, yeah. But I imagine, no, Matthew, that if you are a doctor or a nurse who is thinking maybe to move to the UK or the States to work, I think these abbreviations, you might be lost, no? If you don't know.
So
it's important, no?
That's
why in today's realistic dialogue, we covered some of the most essential medical terms and abbreviations you need to know in an emergency room setting. Being familiar with these terms will help you interact with patients and also colleagues more effectively. Oye, Matthew, teníamos una pregunta por ahí, ¿verdad?
¿Verdad? Sí. ¿Cómo era? Ah, ahí está. Okay. How would you say in English, ¿tienen alergia a algún medicamento?
Vamos a ver, ¿cómo lo dirías?
Ah, ahí lo tenemos. Gracias, Johnny. So, la respuesta correcta is, ¿do you have any allergies to any medications? Okay. Esta es la manera más educada y clara de preguntar a un paciente si tienen alguna alergia a medicamentos. Y es importante usar any para preguntar de manera general y abierta. ya que podría haber varios medicamentos que causen una reacción alérgica.
Sí, recuerda que es esencial ser claro, específico, cuando tratamos temas tan importantes como las alergias. Esta frase se usa habitualmente en el historial médico y en las consultas de urgencias para garantizar que se evita cualquier tratamiento que pueda ser peligroso para el paciente. Oye, y ahora para vosotros que nos estáis viendo o escuchando, now we want to hear from you. What's the most challenging question you have had to ask a patient in an urgent care setting? Sí, así que si eres médico o eres enfermero o enfermera y estás escuchando este podcast, bueno, primero darte las gracias por el gran trabajo que hacéis a favor de la sociedad. Así que muchísimas gracias por ese buen trabajo. Pero what's the most challenging question? ¿Qué le has tenido que preguntar, ¿no? Ha sido la pregunta más difícil que has tenido que hacer.
Bueno, Johnny, so we've covered some important ground today with medical phrases for urgent care situations and also how to interact with patients in a professional but still an empathetic way.
That's right. Next time, we will talk about nursing English. Así que vamos a hablar de un inglés un poquito más relacionado con los enfermeros y enfermeras. Specifically, how to give instructions to patients clearly and effectively. Y antes de concluir, Matthew, recordamos a nuestros oyentes que, por favor, os suscribáis y también que le deis a un like. Nos podéis escuchar en iTunes, nos podéis escuchar en Spotify, en YouTube. Nos podéis encontrar en trainland.com. Y si queréis aprender inglés de una forma rápida, podéis pedir una clase gratis con cualquiera de nuestros profes. Y también tenéis cursos desde 39 euros al mes, con clases grupales, clases grabadas. Tenéis también un campus que ha sido preparado para vuestro progreso del inglés. Así que, nada, visitar trainland.com.
Yeah, don't forget, visit trainland.com and you can improve your English, business, professional, like we've seen today, for healthcare situations. Well, Johnny, thank you. Take care.
Yeah, see you take next care. Time. You too. Ahora, amigos, si voy al médico en inglés y escucho alguna de esas cosas, me voy a preocupar, ¿no? Bueno, chicos, nos
see vemos. See you next time.
Mucho. Chao.
Chao.